We have to leave.
Jacob! Where's his wife? Where's Sansa?
Find her. Bar the gates of the city, seize every ship in the harbor.
Where is she?
No one leaves the capital! No one!
Somewhere safe. Lady. You'll be fine. You're stronger than you know.
Oh, Banish.
Peter. You hurt, my lady. Good, good. I'm sorry you've had quite a fright. Rest easy. The worst is past.
Lord Baelish, I promised I'd get her to you safely.
Softly, my friend. Voices carry over water.
I should get back before someone thinks to look for me.
First, you'll want your pay. 10,000, was it?
10,000.
Gold cloaks are searching for you. And if they found you, how do you think they would punish the girl who murdered the king?
I didn't have anyone.
I know. But you must admit it looks suspicious. The king who executed your father, who tormented you for years, and you fled the scene of his murder.
Why did you kill him?
Because he was a drunk and a fool, and I don't trust drunk fools.
He saved me.
Saved you, my lady. He followed my orders, every one of them. And he did it all for gold. Money buys a man's silence for a time. A bolt in the heart buys it forever.
He was helping me because I saved his life.
Yes. And he gave you a priceless necklace that once belonged to his grandmother. The last legacy of House Hollard. I had it made a few weeks ago. What did I once tell you about the capital?
We're all liars here.
Come, my lady. I know you've had a difficult day. But you're safe now. I promise you that. You're safe with me. Sailing home.
So am I the queen?
More than you were with Renly. Less than you would have been if Joffrey had done you the courtesy of consummating the marriage before dying. In any case, this would not be an opportune moment to press the issue.
Clawing at his own throat, looking to his mother to make it stop. It's horrible.
The world is overflowing with horrible things, but they're all a tray of cakes next to death. They brought me your grandfather's body when he died, you know. Made me look at it.
What was it like?
They took me to the Great Hall. There he was. The man I'd married, and suffered to father my children. The great doughy lump I'd sat next to at endless dinners and tedious gatherings. There he was, lying on a table.
One of my husbands preferred the company of men and was stabbed through the heart. Another was happy as torturing animals and was poisoned at our wedding feast. I must be cursed.
Nonsense. Your circumstances have improved markedly. You may not have enjoyed watching him die, but you enjoyed it more than you would have enjoyed being married to him. I can promise you that.
But I would have been the queen.
Our alliance with the Lannisters remains every bit as necessary to them as it is unpleasant for us. You did wonderful work on Joffrey. The next one should be easier.
Your brother is dead. Do you know what that means? I'm not trying to trick you.
It means I'll become king.
Yes, you will become king.
What kind of king do you think you'll be?
A good king?
I think so as well. You've got the right temperament for it. So what makes a good king? What is a good king's single most important quality?
This is hardly the place or the time.
Holiness?
Baelor the Blessed was holy and pious. He built this sept. He also named a 6-year-old boy High Septon because he thought the boy could work miracles. He ended up fasting himself into an early grave because food was of this world and this world was sinful.
Justice.
Yeah. Good king must be just. Horus the First was just. Everyone applauded his reforms, nobles and commoners alike, but he wasn't just for long. He was murdered in his sleep after less than a year by his own brother. Was that truly just of him, to abandon his subjects to an evil that he was too gullible to recognize?
No.
No.
What about strength?
Yes, strength. King Robert was strong. He won the rebellion and crushed the Targaryen dynasty. And he attended 3 small council meetings in 17 years. He spent his time whoring and hunting and drinking until the last 2 killed him. So, we have a man who starves himself to death, a man who lets his own brother murder him, and a man who thinks that winning and ruling are the same thing. What do they all lack?
Wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom is what makes a good king.
Yes. But what is wisdom? A house with great wealth and fertile lands asks you for your protection against another house with a strong navy that could one day oppose you. How do you know which choice is wise and which isn't? You any experience of treasuries and granaries or shipyards and soldiers? No, of course not. A wise king knows what he knows and what he doesn't. You're young. A wise young king listens to his counselors and heeds their advice until he comes of age. And the wisest kings continue to listen to them long afterwards. Your brother was not a wise king. Your brother was not a good king. If he had been, perhaps he'd still be alive. Now, as the king, you will have to marry. Do you understand why?
The king needs a queen.
Yes, but why? To further the family line. Do you know how that happens?
Yes.
Yes, but has anyone explained the detail to you?
I don't think so.
It's all relatively straightforward.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You are. You will be. I'll see to that. Please give the Queen a moment alone with us, sir.
Yes, Lord.
All of you.
Was Tyrion. He killed him. He told me he would. The day will come when you think you are safe and happy, and your joy will turn to ashes in your mouth. That's what he said to me. You saw it. I saw Joff point at him just before
you. I don't know what I saw.
Defend him. Defend your son. Kill Tyrion.
Tyrion's my brother. Our brother. There'll be a trial. We'll get to the truth of what happened.
Don't want a trial. He'll squirm his way to freedom, given the chance. I want him dead. Please, Dick, you have to. He was our son, our baby boy.
Near Fair Market, I think.
You think? You don't have a map?
I don't have a map.
Maybe we should get one.
I just point out the next map shop you see and I'll buy you one.
How far is it to the Eyrie?
Far.
And you're sure we're going the right way?
Leave me go. I want you there as soon as I can. Get my gold, be in my way.
On your way where?
Why do you care? Might book passage across the narrow sea. Right as a sellsword. Second Sons could be. Seems like a good fit for me.
I'd like to see Braavos one day.
Where's Braavos?
I have friends there.
I doubt it.
Seven blessings to you.
What do you want?
What do I want? This is my land.
If I'm standing on it, it's my land.
We were just watering the horses. We'll be on our way. Forgive my father. He was wounded fighting in the war. Our cottage burned down while he was gone, and my mother with it. He's never been the same.
Which house did he fight for?
The Tullys of Riverrun.
There's a storm coming. You'll be wanting a roof tonight. There's fresh hay in the barn. And Sally here makes rabbit stew just like her mum used to do. We don't have much, but any man that bled for House Tully is welcome to it.
We ask the father to judge us with mercy, accepting our human frailty. We ask the mother to bless our crops, so we may feed ourselves and all who come to our door. We ask the warrior to give us courage in these days of strife and turmoil. We ask the maiden to protect Sally's virtue and keep her from the clutches of depravity.
You going to do all seven of the falcons?
Father!
We ask the smith to strengthen our hands and our backs so we may finish the work required of us. We ask the crone to guide us on our journey from darkness to darkness.
And we ask the stranger not to kill us in our beds tonight for no damn reason at all.
I'm so sorry. Really good.
Did you fight at the twins?
All about a fight. Slaughtering livestock, more like.
The Red Wedding, they're calling it. Walder Frey committed sacrilege that day. He shared bread and salt with the Starks. He offered them guest rites.
Guest rites don't mean much anymore.
It means something to me. The gods will have their vengeance. Frey will burn in the seventh hell for what he did. Things were different when Hoster Tully ruled the Riverlands. Well, we had good years and bad years, same as anyone, but we were safe. Now, with the Freys, raiders come plundering, steal our food, steal our silver. I was going to send Sally north to stay with my brother, but the north's no better. The whole country's gone sour.
You got any ale?
Afraid not.
How can a man not keep ale in his home?
You look like you could really swing that sword. A real warrior, proper training. Those raiders wouldn't stand a chance against you. How would it be if you stayed on till the new moon? I could use a man to help with the farm work. Sally does what she can, but she can't lift a bale of hay. And if any thieves came looking for easy pickings, one look at you, I bet they'd run the other way. Meaning no offense.
What do you pay?
I don't have much. But I have hidden a bit of silver from the bandits. Fair wages for fair work?
Fair wages for fair work. Your horse saddle.
You told me you weren't a thief.
I wasn't.
He took us in. He fed us.
Aye, he took us in. He's a good man. His daughter makes nice stew. And they'll both be dead come winter.
You don't know that.
I do know it. He's weak. He can't protect himself. They'll both be dead come winter. Dead men don't need silver.
You're the worst shit in the Seven Kingdoms.
She's plenty worse than me. I just understand the way things are. How many stars they got to behead before you figure it out?
Raper. Raper. Corsley. Ninth-born son. Raper. thief. Thief and raper.
There he is, Sam the Slayer.
Going to visit your wildling whore?
She's not a whore.
No? Maybe I'll give her a copper tonight and find out.
You all think I'm lying.
About what?
Killing the White Walker.
You're not lying. I never forget the way it screamed.
But you're the only one that saw it. And they all think you're just a...
A what?
Well, a wildling.
My father hated that word.
It's not a very nice word, I suppose.
I don't know. Makes me sound a bit dangerous, doesn't it?
So, are you all right? No one bothering you?
I get a lot of looks. I hear them making their jokes, but no one's touched me, so that's up to me.
I worry about it sometimes. All the time.
Why do you worry about it?
100 men, one woman.
They've got other things to think about.
That's the only thing they think about.
Being silly.
I'm not being silly. There's 100 men lying awake at night picturing you.
And what about you?
What about me? Gilly? I worry about you.
Thank you.
For what?
For worrying about me.
I don't know if you're safe here. They're my brothers, but... Some of them were thieves before they came here. Some of them were rapers. You saw what they did at your father's camp.
So, what are you saying?
Maybe you'd be safer in Molestown.
Are you bored of me?
Bored of you? I want to protect you.
I'll get these to Hob. Keep an eye on little Sam.
Literary man now. What do you make of that?
Joffrey.
The usurper, Joffrey Baratheon. I said those words when I tossed a leech into the fire. A leech filled with bastard blood. A bastard you set free. I am now faced with a great opportunity... And I am powerless to take advantage of it.
We'll find you an army of grace. I've been working day and night.
What progress have you made?
I've rallied House Peasbury to your cause.
House Peasbury.
House Musgood.
Musgood.
And House Hay.
House Hay. They don't have enough men between them to raid a pantry.
Westeros is not the world, Your Grace. We need to look east for ships and men. 10,000 skilled soldiers fight for the Golden Company.
The Golden Company?
They've never broken a contract.
They're sellswords.
We're willing to use blood magic to put you on the throne, but we're not willing to pay men to fight. Now, the Red Woman's magic is real. Her visions and prophecies may be too, but I've never heard of visions and prophecies winning a war. Soldiers win wars. Soldiers on the ground. It's dirty on the ground.
We don't have any gold.
Not yet.
I do not press my claim will be forgotten. I will not become a page in someone else's history book. I'm running out of time, Sir Davos. Which means you're running out of time.
You're late.
Sorry, Princess.
I thought you weren't coming.
The hand of the king doesn't have much later time.
You won't be a very good hand if you see the word knight and say curd niggins.
That happened once, weeks ago. You're your father's daughter and no mistake. Bloody relentless, the both of you.
It's a new one today. Lots of tricky words. But I think you can manage. You'll never read well if you move your lips. That's how children do it.
The Life and Adventures of Elio Grivas, First Sword of Braavos. Thank you very much.
I like this one. It's full of sword fights and pirates. You were a pirate once.
No, I was never a pirate. I was a smuggler.
What's the difference?
Well, if you're a famous smuggler, you're not doing it right.
My father says a criminal's a criminal.
Your father lacks an appreciation of the finer points of bad behavior. So did the Braavosi.
You'd sell to Braavos?
Of course. One was beheaded by a First Sword of Braavos. I tried to explain to him the difference between pirates and smugglers, but he didn't seem any more interested in the distinction than your father. I suppose if you work for the Iron Bank of Braavos, and each one of your gold barges is worth half a kingdom, you tend not to be overly concerned with the kind of distinction. I need you to write a message.
You should write it yourself. It's good practice.
It's too important for me. I need a smart person to do it. Go on. To the officers of the Iron Bank of Braavos, from Stannis Baratheon, the one true king of Westeros.
That's not you.
I need to get her attention. Go on. Write.
He's seen some adventures, hasn't he? Yeah.
Daddy?
No.
Where's Daddy?
He's dead.
Oh. Where are you from?
North of here.
North of here? You're fucking rolling.
Only room and board.
That's right. She'll clean and cook and look after the other girls' babies.
Find other work for her, too.
No other work.
There'd be money. Give you a piece of it.
No other work. I promise to come back and visit whenever I can. You'll be safer here. Who's going to protect you at Castle Black? Me?
You're protecting me north of the wall.
This is different. They're brothers of the Night's Watch, and I can't just stab them in the back. And I can't run away, which is what we did at Craster's. You have to trust me. It's for the best.
Best for you.
Oh, Gilly. Please, Tom. Oh.
Who grieved ye?
No?
I'm sorry. You're lovely. I just never acquired the taste.
You're calling my beauty an acquired taste.
That's quite all right, lover. It's more for you.
You're lost.
You like them both the same? Boys and girls.
Does that surprise you?
Everyone has a preference.
And everyone is missing half the world's pleasure. The gods made that, and it delights me. The gods made this, and it delights me. When it comes to war, I fight for Dorne. When it comes to love, I don't choose sides.
I hope I have as much stamina when I'm your age.
What are you, 25?
Children.
Someday, if you're lucky, you'll wake up and realize you are old. That pretty ass of yours will sag, your belly will grow soft, and your back will ache in the night, and gray hairs will sprout from your ears. No one will want you anymore. Make sure you fucked your fiddle before that day.
Did you?
He's a prince of Dorne. Girls and boys will line up to fuck him till the day he dies.
They will all have to line up behind you.
Prince Oberyn.
Lord Tywin.
May we have the room?
Call my name if you need me, Lord.
Would you like to sit?
No, thank you.
Some wine?
No, thank you.
I'm sorry about your grandson.
Are you?
I don't believe that a child is responsible for the sins of his father. Or his grandfather. An awful way to die.
Which way is that?
Are you interrogating me, Lord Tywin?
Some believe the king choked.
Some believe the sky is blue because we live inside the eye of a blue-eyed giant. The king was poisoned.
I hear you studied poisons at the Citadel.
I did. This is why I know.
Your hatred for my family is rather well known. You arrive at the capital an expert in poisoning. Some days later, my grandson dies of poisoning.
Rather suspicious. Why haven't you thrown me in a dungeon?
You spoke with Tyrion in this very brothel on the day that you arrived. What did you discuss?
You think we conspired together?
What did you discuss?
The death of my sister.
For which you blame me.
She was raped and murdered by the Mountain. The Mountain follows your orders. Of course I blame you.
Here I stand, unarmed, unguarded. Should I be concerned?
You are unarmed and unguarded because you know me better than that. I am a man of reason. If I cut your throat today, I will be drawn and quartered tomorrow.
Men at war commit all kinds of crimes without their superiors' knowledge.
So you deny involvement in Enya's murder?
Categorically.
I would like to speak with the Mountain.
I'm sure he would enjoy speaking with you.
He might not enjoy it as much as he thinks he would.
I could arrange for this meeting.
But you want something in return.
There will be a trial for my son, and as custom dictates, three judges will render a verdict. I will preside. Mace Tyrell will serve as the second judge. I would like you to be the third.
Why?
Not long ago, the Tyrells sided with Renly Baratheon, declared themselves enemies of the throne. Now they are our strongest allies.
You made the Tyrell girl a queen. Asking me to judge at your son's trial isn't quite as tempting.
I would also invite you to sit on the small council, to serve as one of the new king's principal advisers.
I never realized you had such respect for Dorn, Lord Tywin.
We are not Seven Kingdoms until Dorn returns to the fold. The king is dead. The Greyjoys are in open rebellion. A wildling army marches on the wall. And in the east, a Targaryen girl has three dragons. Before long, she will turn her eyes to Westeros. Only the Dornish managed to resist Aegon Targaryen and his dragons.
You're saying you need us. That must be hard for you to admit.
We need each other. You help me serve justice to the king's assassins, and I will help you serve justice to Elia's.
I brought you some wine, my lord, but they took it from me.
A noble effort.
They didn't find the candles, though. A quill, some parchment, duck sausage, almonds, and some hard cheese.
You're a good lad. Any word of Shay?
I've heard nothing, my lord.
Suppose that's a good thing. What are they saying about me out there?
You're to stand trial in a fortnight. For murdering the king.
Do you believe I murdered Joffrey?
No, my lord. You didn't.
No. Gods, no. The world is a better place without him, but I had nothing to do with it. I would like to think, if I were arranging a royal assassination, I'd plan it in such a way that I wouldn't be standing there gawking like a fool when the king died. Trial in a fortnight. They announced the judges yet?
Your father?
Of course.
Mace Tyrell?
Who will vote exactly as my father tells him to vote?
Prince Oberyn of Dorne.
Oberyn? I'll give it to my father. He never fails to take advantage of a family tragedy.
I'm supposed to get a list of names from you, my lord. Anyone who might testify on your behalf.
Oh, I can call my own witnesses. How generous of them. Very well, my wife, Sansa.
My lord, she's gone.
Gone?
No one's seen her since the wedding. You don't think she...
No one had more cause to kill Joffrey than Sansa. But the girl's no assassin. Whoever killed the king wanted me to lose my head for it. And with my wife's disappearance, it makes me seem that much more guilty. Podrick.
Yes, my lord.
They'll be following you now.
Who will?
I don't know. They, the ominous they. The man pulling the strings, or woman, my father. Maybe Joffrey was too much work for him. Sweet Tommen would be so much easier to handle. Whenever something bad happens to me, I assume it's my sister that has a hand in it. But say what you will of Cersei. She loves her children. She is the only one I'm certain had nothing to do with this murder. Which makes it unique as King's Landing murders go.
Any other witnesses, my lord?
Varys could vouch for me if he dared.
He's already been called as a witness for the queen.
Of course. Fetch Bronn. I have a job for him.
I've already asked, my lord. They won't let him see you.
Why not?
They say he's a known cutthroat and your close associate. He's under investigation himself.
My brother. Would they at least allow me to see Jaime?
I'll ask, my lord. There's something else, my lord. A man... I didn't know his face. He came to ask if I'd testify against you. Said I'd be named Sir Podrick Payne. If I told the judges you bought a poison called the Strangler.
Sir Podrick Payne? That's a nice ring to it. What did you tell him?
I didn't tell them anything, my lord.
Are you going to accept their offer?
My lord.
Testifying against me wasn't a suggestion. They can't tempt you with honey. They'll choose something less sweet.
You've been good to me, my lord.
Todd, the trial's in a fortnight.
I want an answer before that.
You already gave them an answer, my lord.
I will not have you die on my behalf. Do you hear me?
If I have to take that long walk to the executioner's block, I don't want to see your head already melted.
My lord.
Pod, I am giving you an order. Go and find my brother and tell him I need him. And get yourself out of King's Landing before it's too late.
Pod!
This is farewell. Farewell, lord.
Pod.
There has never lived a more loyal squire.
To eat.
What's she got boiling?
Wait, let me guess.
Potatoes!
Well, no one boils a potato better than your mum. She got...
Diamond! Hide!
The way we deal with their kind. Three dozen bodies with slit throats tossed off the top of the wall. Seems like that'll be a good lesson.
If we go after them, we'll be giving them what they want. They want to draw us out and pick us off a few at a time.
We have just over 100 men, and that's including stewards and builders and me. We can't afford to lose a single man. We must remember our first responsibility. We are the watchers on the wall.
There's got to be a way to protect them.
You're a champion of the common people, Lord Snow. What do you say to Brother Pip's proposition?
Mance Rayder is coming. If the wildlings breach the wall, they'll roll over everything and everyone for 1,000 miles before they reach an army that can stop them.
We need to shore up Castle Black. And we need to defend the wall. That is our job.
Rangers Battalion.
You'd have blue eyes by now.
What took you so long?
We were held up.
By what?
James. We were guests of the mutineers of Craster's Keep.
And the mutineers' days?
They're not going anywhere. They've got Craster's food and his wives. Poor girls. Never thought they'd
Mr. Daddy.
Carl's running things now. He's the one put a knife through Craster's mouth.
We need to ride north and kill them all.
We just went over this, boy. Justice can wait.
It's not about justice. I told the Wildlings we had over 1,000 men at Castle Black alone. Carl and the others know the truth as well as we do. How long do you think they'll keep that information to themselves when the Wildlings are peeling their fingernails off? Manthus only needs to crush us. He just doesn't know it yet. But as soon as he gets his hands on them, he will. Then he'll throw his full strength at us. And even if every one of us kills 100 Wildlings, there's still not a thing we can do to stop them.
I don't think I can kill 100 Wildlings.
Single rider, a champion of Marine. They want you to send your own champion against them.
What is he doing?
I believe he means to.
He says that we're an army of men without man parts. He claims you are no woman at all, but a man who hides his cock in his own asshole.
Ignore him, Your Grace. These are meaningless words.
Not meaningless if half the city you intend to take is listening to them.
I have something to say to the people of Marine. First, I will need this one to be quiet. Do I have a champion?
Ente baptiza rigle, missa esposa adrides.
Dovrogos livan, o agresi.
Davogeris gentis eixe, avihmicagon coston daur.
Your Grace, I've won more single combat than any man alive.
Which is why you must remain by my side.
I've been by your side longer than any of them, Khaleesi. Let me stand for you today as well.
You're my most trusted advisor, my most valued general, and my dearest friend. I will not gamble with your life.
I was the last to join your army. I'm not your general, nor a member of your Queen's Guard, or the commander of your Unsullied. My mother was a whore. I come from nothing. And before long, I will return to nothing. Let me kill this man for you.
Very well. We have quite an audience. Make it worth their while.
He is very brave, Your Grace.
Yes, win or lose, as long as the whole city's watching. You sure you don't want a horse?
I would want a horse.
Horses are faster than men.
Horses are dumber than men.
Thank you.
Dein Herr Jel Masmoixan. Konstruis Jevia Xa in Obipeta Gemo Vestretis, je Dauri Gemo Vestretis. Daria Gema. Doria Udroponto Sitiman, Meri Gemi I Vestra. Elai Astropotistan. Astropot Dohetrosa, Sirinio Ingoti Orzi. Dairi. Hembar Yunkai Otistan. Yunkai Dohetrosa, Sirinio Ingoti Orzi. Dairi. Sesir Merinot Mastan. Jeviko Enunti Sixon Dao. Jevi prenunti semo pactot ista. Jevi prenunti semo rigna laudissi sosteni. Jevi prenunti semo sit meri belma se boteri, se udrasmi esi. Udrasmi machan daor, id rennon machan. Jevi prenuntito forjo grutari machan. Nae John!